Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Samantha.
Lisa.
You're using your sweaty balls voice.
Yes, I am.
So, friends of the podcast, we just had a ridiculous 3-minute segment of the delicious dish, the sweaty balls episode. And what did we decide, Samantha?
We decided that we would not have sweaty balls.
Our balls would not sweat.
No, we would not.
Good, why?
Because we do not wear tidy whities.
We do not wear tidy whities. That's how our day's gone.
And we didn't even drink during lunch.
We didn't even drink during lunch.
What's going on?
I don't know. We were just trying something new.
Hanging on to the Zoom recorder.
Passing it back and forth.
Oh, Lisa, you sound much better when it's closer.
Sweaty balls. Yes. So that's the unanimous decision. Our balls would not sweat.
They would not.
If we had balls to sweat.
We do not.
And we don't.
Just to clarify.
Right now in the car with Betty, because Betty's a girl, there are no balls. It's a ball-free zone right now. That's where we're at. We're in a ball-free zone, Samantha.
Can't say that often, can
you? You can't say that often, hey? You can't. That's a new way of saying, like, girl power.
Girl power.
Right? Ball free zone.
Hashtag ball free zone.
Yeah, we just claimed it. Hashtag ball free zone.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And this is how our day starts.
All right. Just like that.
Okay, but let's get some seriousness.
Yes.
Because we need to put a little bit of respect.
Absolutely.
For Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
You know it, girl.
Yes.
The Queen of Soul, unfortunately, died Thursday.
Yes.
August 16th.
16th.
And apparently was the same day that Elvis died.
And it's my husband's birthday.
Oh, yay!
And
Mikey!
My Nana was born on this day, too.
Aw.
Yeah. But she's that's like 175 years ago.
She's not 175.
Well, I don't know. She old.
She old.
And dead. But here's the thing about Aretha Franklin,
yes.
Right? Is that whether or not you're young or you're old, you like soul music, you don't, you got to give props to what that gal did.
You know it.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that we would have no music without her, really.
We would not have a Celine Dion.
There would not be a Mary J.
Oh, there would not be.
There wouldn't be a Donna Summer.
Or a J-Lo.
Or Diana Ross.
Like anybody.
There wouldn't be a lot. So I think that's our thing. That's our message on the sad news. Is whether you love that type of music or not, you got to respect, no pun intended.
No.
What she did.
Exactly.
All right.
And we're going to play a little clip. Just a wee clip.
Out of Aretha Franklin. Out of respect. All right. Here we go.
Fun yesterday, Lisa.
Oh my goodness. It's been a crazy fun-filled week.
It's been a very big week.
It's been a busy week.
It's been busy.
It's been a lot of me and you again, right?
Which we did mention yesterday.
We did. We absolutely did. So let's tell everybody what we did.
We actually participated in the Sunshine Summit of 2018.
Yes, we did, with Heather.
Yes.
From the Sunshine and Power Cuts podcast.
Yes. Lovely, lovely lady from New Zealand.
Yeah, well, you know, I love that accent.
I love
the accent.
And she said we had one, too.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't think we do, but she definitely does.
She definitely does. Yeah, and it was fun.
I had a really good time. And it was so cool to be part of that because they hosted other different podcasters,
yes.
too. So, you know what, guys? Go check out her YouTube channel under the Sunshine and Power Cuts pod. And there's tons of links. We've put a link up on our Facebook page.
Yep.
And just a good time.
Well, and two of the ones that you listened to, Lisa, were Adam from Odd Dad Out.
And Alyssa from Best Forever.
Best Forever.
Yeah.
So those are two people who we enjoy quite a bit.
Yep.
So maybe, guys, check it out. It is a delightful delightful banter.
I know that our friend Rhett also did one, too.
Oh, yeah, Rhett.
So check out his.
Yeah.
You know, just check them all out. There's another lady from the UK, and she does birds.
Birds?
Yeah. And I'm gonna sign us up to participate because what they do is I just caught a bit of it and she did something on Facebook and what you do is you just record birds in your area. So I don't know. We'll one day we'll look into it and we'll record birds from the Safeway. or something like that.
You're going to make me go, like, talk to a crow?
No, you would just record them.
That's what's at Safeway.
No, I think we just record them, and then I think she identifies them. I think she's like, that's the Canadian black dirty crow, or something like that. Right? I think that's...
The Canadian black dirty right? crow.
Because they're nasty.
Yes, they are nasty.
And they're dirty.
Yes, they are dirty.
And I think in Canada, they belong to us.
Do they?
Well, I think if we're
I think crows are everywhere.
I know, but the Canadian one...
The Canadian version?
The Canadian version of the... Of
There's
the,
no crossover bird?
I don't think they're making that trip. It's a long way. It's a lot of mileage, Samantha. It's a lot of mileage. Boy, we are like off topic. We're just like chit-chat, little over here, little over there.
Started with the sweaty balls.
Samantha.
Okay, well, okay. I have to mention this because... Jenny Knott, who is one of our Instagram, one of our followers, our listeners.
Of our followers.
She's delightful. I pay attention to her on Instagram. I follow her.
Yeah.
And on her Instagram page, she posted something that I need.
I saw the post.
I'm like, sign me up.
What was it?
It was Arbonne's RE9 Advanced Firming Body Cream.
And I saw that. And you know what I thought? No, you're right, Samantha. Your body could use some firming. And then I thought, I wonder if they have like crevice concealer for you, an eye wrinkle concealer, and here's a new face. Put that face on over your face concealer.
Don't get excited.
You don't think they have all that stuff?
Yeah, calm down. Oh. But the problem is with Instagram is that it's a slippery slope.
It's a very slippery slope.
Because I see this from Jenny Knott, and she's an Arbonne rep who... actually sent us stuff.
Yes.
And now I'm thinking, I need that. And then there's like ads, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And then I get sucked into that wormhole because I'm hitting shop now. Of course I will.
I know. And you know what? And her lip balm that she gave us.
Yeah.
I love it.
That lip balm's fantastic.
So good. Because even though I'm still a little on the fence because there's no flavor, I use it at nighttime before bed. It's like my nighttime lip balm.
It's my anytime lip balm.
Is it?
Yes.
It's more my nighttime
one. And it's delightful. And it's by Arbonne.
Yes.
So.
Okay, but speaking of Instagram.
Yes.
Guess what I did?
What?
I sent you a picture.
Oh, my God. Did you get the shoes?
I got the shoes. I got the shoes.
They actually came.
Yeah.
Because I was not.
I know. You weren't
100%
sold.
You weren't sold that they were going to show up.
I wasn't either. And I actually, that didn't even cross my mind until you said, is that company legit? And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. And all I thought was.
It never occurred to you that they weren't?
No. No, not at all. Just came up on my Instagram page, and all I thought was, I kind of like those, right? Because I'm always in search of a shoe.
Yeah.
And that's all I thought was, you know what? They were called a comfy slip-on platform shoe.
Uh-huh.
I like the picture, and I'm like, and I'm going to take one. I was having a bad day at work, and I'm like, you know what? It's kind of cranky, and I'm like, everybody says you need some retail therapy. There's my retail therapy staring me in the face. Clicked, bought them. They arrived.
You got a mail order shoe.
You got a mail. Some people do mail order bride. I mail ordered me a shoe. And I love them.
Do you?
Yeah.
When are you going to wear them?
They're going to be my casual shoes. So they're for the fall.
Oh. Right? Your fall casual.
My fall casual.
What color are they?
Black.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, because I think that goes best with my jeans.
Yes.
Right?
Like all the time.
Like all the time.
Would you ever change up the color?
Well, there are other colors.
Oh.
There's like a pink wouldn't do. There's a navy. I don't know.
Maybe.
Am I about blue suede shoes? I don't know.
You might be.
You never know. But
in your 50th year.
In my 50th year, I'm all about mixing up my shoe. But they're so comfy. They, guess what they do?
What?
They accommodate my bunion.
Oh, that's
yes.
even better.
That's so much better, that right?
That is so much better.
So I was like super excited. Put them on. Took a couple pictures. Here's my foot. What do you think? So the key will, this will be the kicker.
Uh-huh.
I love them. The kicker will be when I put on my jeans and if I think they work with my jeans.
Oh.
If they don't work with my jeans for whatever reason, then I'll be disappointed.
I think they're going to work with your jeans.
I'm hoping. They look
They'll
like they
fine.
Will.
Fine.
I know. I got to spray them so they don't get all like, you know how yours always get like the salt stains and stuff because you don't care for your shoes like I do?
Really?
Yeah.
We're shaming me?
No, I'm just.
On the podcast?
It's a fact.
In front of our people?
Sorry. It's a fact.
I'm sorry, people, that you had to hear Lisa being rude to me.
I'm just saying.
You're being rude.
Okay.
Don't be rude.
I'm not.
Don't be rude.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
You should not be being rude.
I'm not
right
trying
now.
To be rude.
You know how you're going to get home? Me.
I'll order a cab. I'll get a cab, Samantha. Right? I will get a cab if you're going to be like that.
Always a solution.
Always
a solution.
I'm always thinking. Always thinking. Right? My big mouth gets me into trouble. How do I get out of that? I'm always on. You'll never stump me that way. Ever.
Oh,
but yeah. So there's my shoes. And they were like, they came in a box, in a brown cardboard box. No, like, no name brand. I don't think they are a name brand. I think somebody just made them. And the box, the writing in the box, their little hands, and the writing in the box is all just Chinese letters. So Mike's like, yeah, I think they came from China. I'm like, no fuss, no muss. That's my thing
that's
now.
That's good. Yeah. That's so, really good.
I don't know. Maybe it shows up on everybody's Facebook, Instagram page.
Of course it does. I've seen them.
Did you like them?
No, I don't.
You didn't like them?
No, I liked them, but okay. I never thought of buying them because I was like, are they legit?
They're legit.
No, I don't
they
know.
They are legit.
I don't know.
Yep. Got them. They were like $50.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I need to tell you.
Okay.
The shish kebabs that we brought up to the lake.
Yep.
When we were away for last week.
Yeah.
I might be addicted to them.
Oh my God.
Well, they're so cheap too.
I know, right? They're like for like $6 you get two.
Five?
$2.50
a piece.
Was that what they were?
Yes.
Okay, but
how do I know that and you don't?
I don't pay attention to that shit.
No, you don't.
You're more price conscious. I'm like, I'll just take them. Right? If I like something, I'm just getting it.
Well, because I bought them for, I went up to my parents for dinner and yeah. I'm like, I'm buying dinner.
So, oh my God.
$5 shish kebab.
That's cheap.
I know.
That's, you didn't like order them a pizza?
No, and then I got dad beer.
Or get in some Chinese?
No, then I got dad some beer.
And what, did your mom drink the beer? Did you get something extra for her?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Just
sorry, Mom.
Here's your
apparently
$5.
That's wrong. According to Lisa's face, that was wrong.
It was the wrong thing to do.
I'm a bad daughter.
Bad daughter.
You are the one she likes the most.
I know. That's just how it goes. And I'm used to that, Samantha. It's not new. That's not that new. Okay, but here's my thing with the shish kebabs. So I love them.
Oh, you carried them home. You took them to your hubby.
Like I did Berries by Lisa. Took them from Ottawa home with a twist, right? A little twist. And then we mix.
There's no twist to Berries by Lisa.
Then I took the shish kebabs from the lake and brought them home.
And?
With a twist.
Okay, there's no...
Yes.
It's pre-made.
Nope. You know what? You ready? Friends of the podcast, get your pen and paper. Yet another recipe twist coming up.
No, there's no twist.
So they still go in the barbecue, and that's just fine. Uh-huh. Ready for the twist?
Uh-huh.
Before they're cooked, we take them off the stick, and we put them in one of those little tin, like, pans, and we just do it like that. And then we put them in a bowl, and we... Get a little barbecue sauce after they're cooked, take them off, put them in a bowl, and then guess what we do?
Mm.
We add the barbecue sauce, and then what do we do?
Eat them?
No.
What?
We mix. We mix them so the barbecue sauce is over all of them.
Uh-huh. And then you put them back on the barbecue?
No. Then we eat them.
Oh, and then you eat them.
Because then they're cooked.
Yeah. So you've cooked the kebabs. We've taken them off.
Hang on, no, Samantha.
And we just added barbecue
before
sauce.
Before we cook the kebabs, we take them off the stick first.
Oh, you don't even leave them on the stick.
Look
to
at
cook
your face.
Them.
That's the twist.
That's not the twist.
That's the twist. We take them off.
Why would you take them off the stick?
Because we take them off the stick. Because those little sticks, right? Nah, you know, they get like a little burn. They get a little brown. Who needs that? So we take them off the stick, put them in the little tin pan.
Oh my God.
Cook them. Take them out.
You add a...
Put them in the bowl.
Okay.
Add the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And then we mix.
That's not... Like,
yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But here's the catch. My husband...
There's a catch.
Doesn't like them. Won't... Like, he'll eat them, but not excited about them.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's not enough food.
No, because he's tall. He's
6'6".
He's got his tongue.
So, a little stick of food... Right? A little stick of food.
Never going to be enough.
It's not supper.
Never going to be enough.
Fondue's not enough.
No.
Even though we chop up 6 steaks, right? And you just ate 5 steaks, still not enough because it's bite by bite. Right? So I think for a big guy, if the food comes pre-cut, it's not enough.
Nope, it's not enough.
Nope.
Ever.
Just like stir fry, not enough food.
No.
All came out of one pot.
Yeah.
Right? That's not enough food. So, but for me, with the twist... And then we mix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no twist. The kebabs that are already made.
Yeah. But we just did it differently.
They're already made.
We've just done them differently. So I'm just saying. But that's what we love.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my new thing.
Uh-huh.
Which is good because you know what? You know what season it is? I'm going through a lot of changes
now. It's transition season.
Right now we're in the middle of transitioning from summer foods towards making room for some fall food.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So if anybody doesn't know... Lisa, for some reason, Lisa and her husband have transitional foods.
Yep.
And I do believe that no one else thinks like this.
Really?
I think it's only you.
It's not, and it's not really Mike.
Transitional
He's
foods.
Just part of it because he lives through it.
He lives through you.
Yeah, he lives through me. Yeah,
Because remember, you kept watermelon for a really long time.
I cheated on watermelon.
Yes.
Right? I cheated. I kept it long time. Yeah, long time, because I love it so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you brought it back early.
I brought it back early.
And the only reason you didn't have watermelon is because, well, there are no watermelons.
There was no watermelons.
In the deep of winter.
No, not in Canada. They weren't existing, right? Yeah, or I probably would have cheated all year.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would have.
I would have. Mm-hmm. But so here's the thing, right? So now in our house, we're eating a lot of salad. Because we have some salad dressings
to use
up.
I'm surprised that Mike eats salad.
Well, I'm eating a lot of salad because we got some salad dressings to use up, right?
Oh, okay.
Because at the beginning of summer, we buy the dressing.
Okay, let's just make this very clear.
Okay.
It's not really about the salad.
It's about the dressing.
It's about the dressing.
Yeah, but you can't dare go into fall with salad dressings kicking around because they're not going to be good for the summer by the time next summer comes.
Salad is a sauce.
Yeah.
And Lisa is a sauce whore.
I'm a sauce whore.
Yeah.
I love me a sauce.
But why wouldn't you keep salad dressing around year round?
Because it's going to be bad by the time next summer comes.
Why wouldn't you incorporate salad into like a regular meal throughout
because
the winter?
Because it's a summer food.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
People eat salad in the winter.
Maybe a Caesar. And that's just not as easy to quite prepare right at home. So, but not
it
a toss.
If you buy a bag
no,
Caesar salad.
No, but a toss salad, people aren't just eating that. In the summer, like, or they shouldn't just be eating that. I get it, the groceries. I mean, I get if you're out for supper, hold the fries, I'll get the tossed salad. I get that. But we're not just making a tossed salad at home in the middle of the winter.
Because you're thinking, potato.
No potato salad. We're done.
No, like a warm potato. Like
stew. So I don't want like something
like
cold.
Like a mash. Yeah. Or like something warm. Yeah. So you're always thinking warm.
Yeah.
No salad because it's cold.
Right? So you wouldn't dare keep the salad dressing around because it's not going to be good next summer.
Got it.
And then you're not going to have new selections.
All right.
Right?
So basically you're weird. So let's just go with that.
Box macaroni salad.
Oh, done.
Working our way through it.
Yeah.
We still technically have till Labor Day. So we still have 2 weeks, but working our way through. Potato salad will not make the grocery list again.
Oh,
it's done. It's done. No point bringing
You're
it in.
You're kicking potato salad to the curb.
There's no point bringing it in case we don't get it done by Labor Day, right? So I can't do that. That would just stress me out
Poor
way too much.
Poor potato salad. It just wants to be part of the party.
I know. It does. But it has been for a while.
All right.
Has been since May long weekend. Okay. So now it's starting to overstay its welcome. So it's time to kick it to the curb.
So weird.
I know. But that's what I'm just saying.
I don't understand that, though.
After all these years, do you ever think you're going to?
No.
No.
Probably not.
Because that's the beauty that's me.
Okay. But speaking of transitional things, because, hi, it's not the end of summer yet.
But it's close.
I know.
I've wrapped it down. I'm wrapping it up.
Well, and right now we're not really having summer because we have smoke instead.
We have smoke.
So it's supposed to be like 29 today or 27 or something.
It's not. It's
not. But it's not because we have massive amounts of smoke happening from the BC fires.
Yeah. So the fire's two provinces away.
Yeah.
And we're still paying the price.
Yeah.
It's
not supposed to be great for the rest couple days either.
No. No.
But we have tanning results.
Yes, we do.
From our vacation.
And shall I announce it? No. No.
I have a mocha brown.
You have a mocha brown.
Yes. And Lisa has a freckle red.
I don't have a freckle red.
You have freckle red.
With brown. With chocolate brown mixed in.
You do not have any shade of
there
chocolate brown.
There is two.
No, there's not.
I think we just did a Facebook Live where I showed my white straps. And that wasn't just my bra, right? That was actually my skin that you were seeing, too. Underneath my bra.
But I do believe that I've won the
Why
war.
Why do you think you're mocha brown?
I'm mocha brown.
Who decided
because
that
I'm
you're
like,
mocha?
I'm a lovely mocha color.
And her skin's a color? Mocha.
Mocha.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I have a lovely tan. Actually, the ladies at work, they told me I look like I came from Hawaii.
Really?
Because I was so tan.
You're one of their bosses. They need to say shit like that
No,
to
that
you.
Was the bosses. Oh. That was, like, the other managers.
Well, she was just having, like, let's be super nice to Sam Day.
Yeah, because she's my breaking, too.
Right? Yeah. Because she seems sensitive. So, right? And she's all like, oh... So maybe that
I'm darker than you.
You're not darker.
Yes, I am.
I don't think you are.
Yes, I am.
Really?
I got a really good tan.
Well, you know what? Okay, here's the thing. I'm not going to concede and say you're darker. I'm going to say that this is a really good tan for me this year.
No, but I get bragging rights.
No.
That was the deal.
But I'm not saying
That's
that you
the
won.
Deal.
I'm not saying that you
I
won.
I totally
as
won.
As we look at our arms right now. I don't know.
Totally
I don't
won.
Think so. I don't see it like
I totally
that.
Won. Yep.
I don't know.
Totes.
Mm.
Yep.
I don't know. You know what? I'm not giving
we're
in.
We're not going to agree.
Oh, no. We're not ever going to agree
We're not ever
going to
agree.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right. Fine. Let's go beyond tanning.
Okay. It can't always just be about the tan.
Yes.
No,
it has to be.
It can't be.
That's all I look forward to in summer.
Well, hi. Me too.
That and not wearing, like, full-fledged shoes.
Yeah. That'll be soon, too, right? Put the socks back on.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. Nope. You're going to look like one of those weirdos
yep,
in
that's
your flip-flops
fine.
When there's, like, snow.
I'm good. I'm good.
You're the people we talk about. You're the people I'm going to be talking about. And then I'd be like, oh, shit, it's Sam. Right? That's what's going to happen. It's exactly what's going to happen.
I can only hope that you talk about me.
Positively?
I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I don't care.
Smith, I talk
people
about
pleaser,
you.
People pleaser, don't give a shit.
Okay.
People pleaser,
whatever.
Don't give a shit.
Nicer person, not so nice.
Idiot, smart.
Really? Should we take some tests? My mom passed a Mensa test, Samantha.
That's got nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you.
I got some of those genes.
No, you did not.
I think I do.
No, you did not.
Okay.
What?
Can you just stop?
Oh, my God. Let's talk about something we both agree on.
Okay.
We loved lunch.
We loved lunch.
Thursday's lunch was awesome.
Yeah, so the hyper girl, she picked our place.
Yes.
We had three places to pick from.
Watch our Facebook Live, you'll see.
Yes, we posted and we
which
made...
Which nobody came to. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming out and supporting the podcast. But we had a lovely chat ourselves into the, and because we were even showing off, we have a new apparatus for the car.
We do have an apparatus.
That none of you got to see live.
No, sorry.
Sorry. No, not us, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's very Canadian of me to say sorry.
Okay, yeah, good point. You know, but in fairness, we didn't give a lot of notice.
No, we didn't.
Right? But we revealed where we were going for lunch, and where do we go?
We went to Brown's Social House.
And what did we love?
All of it. They had actually a really good menu. Nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
They said booth or tall...
Or tall table.
Tall table.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, let's try a tall table. And then I regretted it as a short, fat lady.
A short, fat people. And I'm taller and
you're
fat.
You're taller.
But this is what I'll say, though. This is what helped. I don't know if you didn't notice because you got, like, short little legs. But me, with the longer legs and the tall chair, on the bottom of their table, they have, like, a little bar.
Oh.
So you put your feet there and then you can pull yourself in easier.
Oh, there
you
go.
Yeah, as opposed to, like, the rock in the chair back
and
forth.
Well, they did have a little ledge that you could stand on to, like, get up.
Yeah, so they're thinking. Yeah. They're thinking. Mm-hmm. I like their menu. So here's the thing, Hyper Hype Girl. It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Right? I didn't stray far.
It wasn't goat meat.
No, I didn't stray and get all adventurous.
No, you did not.
I had a burger.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
I had the pizza.
And I had the cowboy side salad.
Yes, you did.
Right? So that was really a little bit out of my comfort zone.
Because it had dates.
I'm like, what is this? And you're like, it's a date. And so I just set those dates aside.
Yeah, and then the edamame. I didn't even know that either.
I'm like, what's this green thing? And I set that aside. So I picked through what I enjoyed.
Yeah. But it was really good.
It was really good.
We had a lovely waitress. Her name was Stacy.
Yes. She was super friendly.
Very patient with us because we couldn't decide about nothing.
She was super patient.
We could not decide squat.
She was like so patient. She was a good sport too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, the whole time we were sitting there, all I thought was, I don't know if this is necessarily where I would have gone. Because I think...
Because we're worried that, you know, we're worried we're not that trendy.
Yeah.
Right?
But then...
Are we not on trend?
You know what? And then I looked around and I'm like, oh, there's some older people here. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, we kind of fit in. Because I thought maybe... I always associated Brown Social House with like a younger crowd.
With the millennials, like my friends going there?
No, you're not your friends.
Oh.
They're not your friends.
Okay, well...
No, they're not your friends.
They've been known to be my friends. But it was... You know what I liked? And we did the full experience.
Yes, we did.
We spent... $70.
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do when we're trying out a new restaurant at the Hyper Girls. Whenever she wants us to do, we do.
Yes.
Right?
I had a starter salad, I had the pizza, and then I had a pop and a coffee, and then we shared dessert. Oh, the brownie was good, though.
But we didn't finish it. We were too full.
No, we were too full.
We were too full.
But the brownie was very good.
It was very good.
And it was in-house brownie, so I recommend it.
Yeah.
Totes.
Yeah.
The pizza was really good too.
It was all good.
I had the Biltmore. It was the shrimp with pesto. It was actually quite good. Yeah.
They have TVs up there.
Yeah.
Right? They got TVs. That's cool. Playing some sports.
And then I was, because I'm watching, I'm like, golf and tennis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who watches this? And you're like, I do. I spent a whole weekend watching golf.
I just finished watching golf all weekend long. Why? Seriously?
Yes.
Because.
It's boring.
No, it's not.
Hit a ball, watch it go.
Learn the rules. Makes it really cool. Makes it really interesting. And this weekend it was cool because Tiger Woods was actually in the hunt for the championship.
I heard about that.
Yeah, so that even made it cooler, right? Because he's gone like years and years, like 10 years without the championship because he was hurt. And then, you know, he was like banging the Waffle House girls. And, he was getting his dinky.
So I didn't think we were going to bring up his dirty little pants.
Right? He was getting his dinky stinky and yucky things like that, right? So
we haven't said that for a while.
Dinky stinky. Because he was bad boy. He was a bad boy. But he's back golfing, which...
I'm still stuck on that.
Dinky stinky. But isn't that what they do? It's exactly what he was doing, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it's kind of, golf's a better game when he's playing.
Well, it's more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then I felt bad for the two people that were actually leading because nobody cared, right? Because Tiger's in third. Oh. So that's all that mattered.
Okay, what happened then? Did he win?
No. No, he came in second.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, he did really good. He did really, really good.
So is he making a comeback?
Well, his last two appearances, he's been in the top 10.
All right.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll win one this year.
Maybe he's not getting his dinky stinky anymore.
I think he's got a girlfriend, and I think he's keeping it clean. Right? I think he's keeping it clean. Right?
Maybe that's why he's got a good game.
Maybe. I don't know.
Too much distraction. He just needs one.
Yeah. But I'm a big golf fan. Like, I love watching golf.
Okay, but I don't understand tennis either. Other than the fact that I'm a little jealous of their tan...
Samantha,
back and forth, and then they go to the people in the crowd. I'm like, why am I looking at the people in the crowd?
Can you not?
Just who cares?
This is what I need from you.
What?
I need you to not talk sports. That's what I'm really needing from you, is to not talk the sports.
Why?
Because you don't know. It's not, and it goes back and forth, it goes back and forth. It's not that.
It is back and forth.
Well, because
back and forth with my hair, back and forth with my hair.
It's not... They don't do it to the stinky leg song or anything like that.
Stinky leg song.
It sounded like you were saying the stinky leg.
Whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
I don't know. No, it takes a lot of skill. They're serving that ball like 100 miles an hour.
I know.
Yeah. So how about you just...
But I don't care.
Well, that's fine. Then stop commenting.
Why?
How about you just get in the middle of the court
and see if
you can hit it.
I saw it. I felt I needed to comment.
But your comment
is... in my purview.
No, but your comment is negative. Who watches tennis? Who cares about tennis?
It's an opinion.
But it's not founded, because you haven't watched it to know if it's worth watching. That's my issue.
Oh, and hang on a sec. I don't care.
Just saying that I don't think you should be talking.
I don't. I'm going to talk.
About tennis. I'm just saying.
I'll talk about whatever I want.
Why don't you watch tennis one Sunday and see what you think?
Eh.
And same with golf.
Eh.
And I'm just saying.
Eh.
But overall, thumbs up to the lunch.
Yes.
Thumbs up. And I love the fact that the Hyper Hype Girl did her pictures on her Bitmoji on, like, fancy paper.
It would, because we took a picture.
I know.
With her.
Right? With her.
She was at lunch.
Yeah. So friends of the podcast, if you have a brown social house in your neighborhood, we recommend it.
Totes.
Go check it out.
We only have two here.
Oh, I thought you said there was three.
No, two.
Two?
Stonebridge, okay. Lawson Heights.
Okay. Well, it was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, we went to Stonebridge.
Yeah.
Right? Hung out really with Stacy. Hung out with a new friend and our new friend Stacy. Right?
She doesn't know that.
She doesn't know that we're friends. She doesn't know.
No, she doesn't.
But if she listens,
she does.
She's gonna know. Right? We could have had her in the back seat of the car.
Stacy, we're not gonna stalk you.
Don't worry, Stacy. We're super safe. We're just fun and ridiculous, but safe.
But safe.
Yes.
Okay, but.
But something came up during lunch.
Yes. Oh my God.
This is serious.
Controversy.
So friends of the podcast,
yes.
Again, right? We're about to get real.
We're good. Totes real.
Super real.
Okay. What is up with the no straws?
Okay. Right? So it's everywhere.
When did that happen?
It's everywhere. Every time
when
you read something.
When did it happen?
Not too long ago.
Didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
There wasn't a bulletin across my TV.
They didn't know. Right?
They didn't announce it on the radio.
Missing kid. No more straws in restaurants. It doesn't make sense. It's how we missed it.
People.
I understand why they don't want straws in restaurants. I understand why they don't want straws.
Mm-hmm.
So the gist of it, and again, friends of the podcast, we've done no research on this. So we could be really wrong,
too. We have no research.
Right? So star, we do not endorse this. We do not endorse these next comments because we don't know if they're true.
We are just commenting.
Yeah. So as far as I can understand, with my lack of understanding any of it or wanting to read about it, is that they're bad for the environment.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. But... where has that glass been?
I know.
Seriously.
That's my issue.
That's a hygiene question.
Right? Because.
How hygienic
is the glass that now my lips are going to touch?
Exactly.
Right? Because.
That's what I said to you.
I know.
There's been 5 quadrillion people's lips on that cup.
And if my lips are touching anything, I want to know where it's been. I'm just saying, right? I want to know. And that's not a sign.
Does this go back to the dinky stinky?
I guess it could. I want to know where my lips are going.
Or is it a stinky dinky?
Stinky dinky,
sure.
I don't know, hey? But I want to know where my lips are going. Because, right? Well, I want to know where where that item has been where my lips are going.
And my lips are on it.
And if my lips are going to be on that
item,
I need to know how clean it is.
Oh my God.
So is it being cleaned daily? Twice a day? After everybody's used it? I'm just saying. How often is it getting clean? Right?
My mind just went somewhere really
dirty. I know it
did.
I know it did, right? I know. I can tell from the look on your face that it did.
I'm laughing so hard I'm crying.
But because here's the thing, Samantha.
Oh, my
is
God.
That, okay, so you can go to the Brown Social House.
Yes.
And you know what? I think the glasses were clean.
Yes, they were.
100% clean.
Of course they were.
You could tell because they had fancy glasses.
Yes, they had the fancy
right?
stuff.
The perfect. Sometimes we'll go to the Chinese buffet. And it's a plastic glass that's been there since 1962.
How clean is it?
Right. And then my lips are going to go on that?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
So, and then my question is the dishwashers that these are going through, how effective is it?
Like, I want that
how
heat.
How hot is it?
Yeah. Like,
what
I want that hot.
What detergent are you using?
I want that heat coming out at, like, 7 million degrees.
Yeah.
Right?
Because this is like a hygiene issue, people.
It is.
This is health and safety.
Yeah. And let me just throw it's health and safety.
That's okay.
If I shake my head with Lisa and Sam.
Yeah.
Right?
Health and safety.
Because I get that they fill the land. I get that they fill the dumps and that they're bad for the environment.
Okay.
I understand that. But here's my thing.
It's a straw.
And you know what? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm just going to bring my own. I'm going to be a straw carrying member. I'm just going to pack a little plastic straw of my own. I'll clean it myself so my lips will know where it's been.
Man.
And I'll use it myself. I'll get it. I'm going to get a pink one.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can get with a bendy. And yes. I'm going to get a bendy.
Bendy straw.
Getting a bendy.
All right.
Because if the issue is that it fills up the landfill or it doesn't biodegrade, then you know what my next question was at lunch? What about these chopsticks?
Well, there was wooden chopsticks.
Wooden chopsticks.
Wrapped in paper. So, hi, I heart trees.
Yeah. Right?
I love trees.
I love trees.
Chopsticks kill trees.
Paper
kills trees.
Yeah, right?
I got problems.
Well,
and chopsticks is one of them.
Because that's not breaking down, I don't think.
No.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, maybe it does. I don't have that background in.
No,
like,
and again,
right?
Hashtag have not researched
or
at
anything.
All.
It's just two idiots talking about it.
This is what happened at lunch.
This is our conversation. We're just kind of going with it. But that's the thing, right?
Well, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, but a straw is super tiny.
Yeah.
Compared to all the other plastic things in this world that we use.
I know.
We are banning straws?
We're banning straws, right?
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Right? I don't understand.
We can't find a way to keep guns out of the school, but we can find a way to keep straws out of the garbage.
I know.
Okay.
Really? We can ban a straw, but not ban guns.
But not ban guns. Yeah.
I don't understand.
So I don't know. Like in Canada, we don't have the amendment that says, you know, thou shalt never ever take our gun without pissing off the world. We don't have that amendment in our country. But if we did, mm-hmm. Now I think they need to make a straw amendment. Work it in there. Right? Because you know what? Why are you taking away my straw?
Don't take away my straw.
Right.
I feel weird without the straw.
If that's the case, then you know what? Take away my straw, but let me into your kitchen so I can wash my own glass.
Oh,
right? If I could wash my own glass, dry it, and this one's mine for for the next hour and a half. This glass is mine, right?
Oh, I got a better idea.
Okay.
Why don't you go with your own cup?
Bring my own cup.
Bring your own cup.
Yeah. Let's just start that.
Right?
Yeah.
There are...
And then ban all garbage from the dump.
Yes.
Right?
There you go.
If that's not like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's start a movement where you bring all your own things to the restaurant.
Smith,
cup,
that's called
plate,
a, that's called
bowl,
a picnic.
Fork,
that's a picnic.
Knife, spoon, everything.
It's a picnic in a basket, right? And then we're Yogi Bear, right? And here we go. I brought my own. I'm good.
We're Yogi Bear.
Right? You cook the food because we're not that good at that. But we brought our own stuff to eat with.
Oh, my God. Okay, but still, I think we should start the movement. Hashtag no more chopsticks.
No more chopsticks.
Yeah. Save a tree.
Save a tree. No more chopsticks.
Hashtag I heart a tree.
I heart a tree because I think that there is enough forks to go around the world where all countries can use forks.
Or make steel chopsticks.
Make them out of steel.
Oh,
I can make a chopstick.
No. That's not where I'm going.
I can take the Damascus steel, melt it down, and forge chopsticks. Right? And then it will be a new show. Yes, and you know what it'll be?
Not what I meant.
They will pick up food.
Stop it.
And they will eat. cup. Yes. Yes.
Stop it.
That's what we're going to do with the chopsticks.
No, we
absolutely.
Are not.
Completely.
We are not.
Completely.
We are not.
Woohoo. So excited about the chopsticks. No. So that's just a little craziness that we went through. That we went through
it's
today.
Just what went through our heads. We were like, oh, no straws.
Right?
Okay.
No straws.
Okay.
No straws.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So we have what we...
We have a new segment. And it's time to unveil it, Smith. We can't hide it anymore.
Okay. It's called Life Changes.
Life Changes by Lisa and Sam.
Okay, Lisa, you want to go first, or should I?
I can go first, Samantha, because mine's good and mine's bad.
Yes, it's funny.
Okay.
Well, it's not funny.
But it kind of is now.
It's kind of funny.
Because now it's looking up.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of the podcast, I haven't shared this news yet, because I haven't known how to go there.
Yeah.
But now I do, because now I have...
You have somewhere to go.
I have somewhere to go. So where I work, my company, unfortunately, we're from the UK, and you know what? They've gone into administration, which is the same as bankruptcy.
Yes.
So I don't have a job. I have a job right now. I have a job for another month.
Yes.
And then I have a severance, which is nice.
Yes.
Thank you. But technically, I'm out of a job.
Technically, yes.
So I got to go. So that's my life change. I got to start looking for work. Got to go looking for a job, begging for a job.
You're not begging. They're coming to you.
Trying to find a job. And so far, it's been decent. But I have a new job.
Yes, you do.
And this is the breaking news, friends of the podcast. I have a new part-time job. I have my first part-time job ever. Right? I'm so excited.
Working for?
The Hyper Hype Girl.
Hyper Hype Girl.
So I'm going from my area that's going to be closed.
Right next door.
Right next door. And I've already started my training.
Oh my God.
I've already started my training.
How's it going?
It's going really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had I've trained two times. I'm really, 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 I'm going to toot my own horn. I'm really good. I've picked up really fast. Even my new boss would tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've made one mistake, though.
Well, oh, what was that?
Okay, so here's the thing, right? She was teaching me how to do transactions,
mm-hmm.
okay, on their till, because their till is a little more complicated
yes.
than the bay till.
Yes.
So she's teaching me how to do them, walking me through it. And, you know, just like you would, you've trained people, I've trained people.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're being trained, because it's been so long, when you're being trained, you do what you're being told, right? Because
yes.
they're walking you through the steps.
Yes.
So she walked me through the steps, walk, okay, yep, yep, yep. And then all of a sudden she says... Enter. So what did I do? Enter. And then it was like, no. It was like slow motion. No. Not enter. And I looked at her and I'm like, huh? And she's like, no, we don't hit enter. I was just telling you that you would hit enter. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know. And then they have a button. And I said, well, I didn't know that. And she's like, yeah, why don't we hit enter, Sam?
Because you're in training.
Because we're in training. And that's a button that you hit. And the button's called in training.
Okay.
So that's why we don't hit enter.
Okay.
Because we in training.
You're in training.
So that was my big mistake. But I'm doing really good so far.
Otherwise, you're okay.
I think I'm doing really
good. That's good.
Yeah. And I think she's pretty happy with my performance.
Oh, God.
I know. Hey. I think so.
That's good.
I think so.
That's good.
I know. I was like, I'm so excited to have my new part-time job. Can't wait.
I can't wait for you to work a shift.
I know. I'm going to have another training shift, I think, tomorrow.
Oh.
Training.
Very exciting.
Yeah. So excited.
So excited.
Yeah. And I just want to be the best employee ever, right? And I'm like, you know what? I'll help you fold. I'll fold that. Because I got experience in folding.
Yes,
remember
you
from
do.
Pennington.
Yes.
I'm a good folder.
Many hours of folding.
I bring so many skills to the table. It's amazing. She has no idea just how easy her life just got by hiring me part time. She's going to want to move me into full time,
yeah,
I'm sure, in no
that's
time.
True.
Yeah, absolutely.
Though I'm sure your husband would appreciate it if you worked full time.
Well, you know what?
Too much togetherness.
Too much togetherness, right? And the Gibsons, we're not used to that. We don't need that. So I figure we'll figure something still out.
That's true.
Yes. But so that's my new start.
That's good.
But at least I got something to fall back on.
Well, of course.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you, Hyper Hype Girl.
Yeah.
Or actually, as I will call her on the job, Mrs. Pashevitz.
Or boss.
Or boss.
Hey, boss.
Boss lady. Yeah. But I don't want to sound disrespectful.
No.
Ma'am. Maybe ma'am.
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 That's a good one.
I'll call her ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Ma'am. Yes.
May I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. So it was funny. And then I was ringing through a couple customers, and they were familiar customers, right? Because I just lived next door.
Yeah.
Right? So, of course, I know them. And then I was telling them, it was my first day on the job. They were kind of looking at me like I was cracked, eh? Oh. But then I'm like, but I'm really, really fast on the next till because that's the bay till. I'm like, so again, that was an asset, right?
Oh, my God.
I come already with that experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's my life change. What about you?
Well, I've chosen to perhaps...
And that's the problem right there. That's the problem. I should be like that because my life is changing.
Yes.
And I'm not. I'm like, look at me, everybody. Look at me.
Yes, Lisa.
And you aren't.
Well, because looking for an apartment is harder than I anticipated.
Samantha's decided she wants new digs.
Yes, I want new digs. For my 50th year.
Yes.
And, which is coming up soon.
Yeah. But guess what, friends of the podcast? Between me and you, ain't gonna happen. I don't believe it's gonna happen.
Well, because they're disappointing.
No, you're disappointing, actually.
No, they're disappointing. They're,
no, yes. They haven't been.
Yes, they have been.
They haven't.
Yes, they have.
Yes, you're a little bit of a negative Nelly.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I have standards, Lisa.
When I say to you...
There's nothing wrong with standards.
No, there is not. But when I say to you, Samantha, can you just try to make this a pleasant experience? And we haven't even gotten out of the car yet. It's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign.
I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, she already hates this place. Why? Because she has to look for a place.
Okay, so, but I'm keeping an open mind.
No, you're not. Yes, no, you're not. There's nothing open about your mind right now with this.
Stop it.
You've seen a couple that were really decent.
No, they were not.
Yes, they were.
No, one was decent.
Yeah. The other ones were fine.
Blech.
No. Not, they weren't like worth that sound effect at all. Do you think you're going to find a place? I guess the beauty is here's the thing, friends of the podcast, is where she's at now is a big, it's a good sized place.
It's, I'm spoiled.
Yeah. So to go from I'm spoiled to, oh God, I wonder what.
I just want newer digs. That's all. I just want newer digs.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're going to find anything that you're going to love. I just don't. We already had that conversation. And right?
Look at that face.
I know. It's kind of crinkled.
You're
up.
Like. You should stop now.
Just stop now.
I'm forging ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Unsuccessfully, I think.
No, shut up.
I'm just saying, that's what I think.
All right. That's the end of that.
That's our life changes.
Stop talking negatively about me.
Well, stop being negative when you go looking for a new place to
really?
Live. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So, because we've encountered life changes in our 50th year of life, it made us think... of when we were kids.
Yes, it did.
Parenting in the 70s.
Yeah, lots of things.
And I didn't realize we could have died.
Oh my goodness.
Like, we should not have done half of the shit that we were able to do in the 70s as children.
I think the hashtag for the 70s should have been, you should have died.
You should have died,
right?
Because... It was not safe.
It was not safe. It was not good. And I think the reason why we came up with this topic is because we both work in retail and we hear unruly kids all the time. And all I think, I don't know how many times a day, all I think was, you know what? If you were my kid and it was 1970, you wouldn't even survive this trip.
No.
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 Not at all.
Well, because when you hit your kids in the 70s, the parents weren't in trouble, the kids were.
The kids were, right? Exactly, right? Like, that meant something.
It meant right? A lot.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even think they had social services in the 70s.
No!
I don't even think they had that.
And even if they did, it wasn't well known.
No, right? And it certainly wasn't like the card that the kid pulled out of its back pocket and said, oh yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
Because now I think when you go to school, the teachers give you a laminated call this number card.
Oh.
Like a get out of jail card.
Get
you call
out.
This... If mommy's pissing you off.
Really?
I don't know. Probably.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Because that's what the 70s was about.
I know.
If you were getting smacked, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
And you were in trouble.
And you were in trouble.
Not the parents.
Yeah. Didn't come back to haunt them.
And the teachers, the bus drivers, mm-hmm. your friends.
I got spanked by friends'
moms.
Parents all the time.
Yeah. Your friends' right? moms were allowed to smack your ass.
I got grounded from a friend's mom, and it carried over not just at her house. I was got then. They make the phone call.
Really?
And then you come home and then you're grounded. Mrs. Petter says that you were doing this. You and Marnie were doing this. You're grounded here too. And I'm grounded at Marnie's too. Right? It's like a double grounding. That was the 70s.
That's pretty good.
And they didn't care.
No, they didn't
Those
care.
Those parents didn't care
parents
at all.
Parents were just like, you will listen.
Yeah.
Or there will be consequences. Yeah. And you knew that there was consequences.
And you automatically, when they said, or there'll be consequences, you automatically took your hands and covered your ass.
Yes.
Because you knew, right? Because you knew that that's what the consequences meant, right?
Was your ass yep. was going to get...
Your ass was going to get paddled. Exactly.
You were done.
Yeah.
You were done, 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 done.
So I think that there was so many weird things about the 70s and about parenting.
Yes.
Like so... And like just things that we did. Like for example, right? We rode bikes with no helmets.
All the time.
But yet in 2018 when I'm on holidays and I'm on a bike, mm-hmm. I'm wearing a helmet. Mm-hmm. But in... 1970, We're not wearing helmets.
And you're on a purple bike with a purple banana seat.
Yeah, and like motorcycle, like Harley Davidson handlebars. And we're going on a bump in the back alley and doing a papa wheeling, right? And trying to not hang on to the, on and not fall off.
Not fall off.
And then when we do fall off and we skid and we're bleeding head to toe, we just spit the gravel out. And we go back home and mom puts a patch on us, right? A patch on the pants that you just wore out. Yeah.
And a couple of band-aids and off you
go. Good to back out on your bike you go, right? Better you try harder next time.
There was no like, oh, poor you. It's like, what did you do?
I know. It was crazy. It was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you automatically were in trouble in the 70s
yes.
or something.
Yes.
It didn't matter.
No, it didn't matter.
No.
You know. There was no, oh, really? Yeah. It was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just came home in trouble.
Okay. But So my dad had like multiple vehicles at any time.
Okay.
He switched his vehicles all the time.
Right.
But I remember as a child, as a little kid in Oliver, British Columbia, riding in the back of a blue truck.
Oh, yeah.
During the summer, he had come to pick us up. I think we had gone swimming somewhere. And I remember we were in the back because the cab of the truck wasn't big enough to hold us all.
Okay.
So the rest of us climbed into the back of the pickup truck.
Yeah, and nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
You would never do that now.
Never.
I think the cops would probably stop you.
Oh, you would, like, lose your license.
Yeah.
That's up there with drinking and driving. Because they'd assume that you must be drunk to be having your kids just hanging out in the back of the truck.
But we were just like, woohoo, bumping along the road in the back of the pickup truck.
And if you had a pet, the dog was back there too. Yeah. Nobody cared if the dog went flying,
nobody
let alone
cared.
If you went flying out
nobody
either.
Cared.
No, they didn't care.
And I also remember sitting in the front seat of our green Buick, I believe. And it was a boat.
Yeah, because everything
fit comfortably, three across the front and three across the back. Yeah. And one, there was no seatbelts. Two, you now would never have a kid in the front seat of any car.
No.
They actually face the other way until a certain age, right? And the car seats, there's car seats for every level.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
No car seats.
If I'm a parent today and my kids are in car seats, they're going to face the wrong way forever. They're going to face looking out the back window forever. That would be my new rule as a parent in 2018.
They would face
forever. For as long as you need to be in my car. Because I don't want to hear you, and I don't want to see you. Yeah. That would be my thought.
Well, and then, because there was no car seats, you were held in the lap of the parent in the front seat.
Yes. They just held you.
They just held you.
Right? Just sit on mom's knee.
And again, nowadays, you'd get pulled over for that.
Yeah. And if there were two of you, and one was being held on mom's knee, the other was sitting on dad's knee as he drove.
Yeah.
And dad would just do, like, the brakes and the gas, and you would steer the car. Like, I can't tell you how many Sundays drove from Stayner to Collingwood because we were going to family.
Shut up.
I'm sure. Probably sitting on my dad's lap. I'm sure we must have. Right?
I love that.
But so...
See, that was fun.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Right? And we survived it.
Yes, we survived.
We did fine. But always sitting on laps. And no seatbelts.
Of course no seatbelts.
Right?
Ever. Never. Like, I think we only did seatbelts. We might have done seatbelts in the green Buick.
There was, like, the one that across your belly.
Which doesn't do squat.
No. No.
As we found out.
No.
And again, every generation, you learn something new.
You learn something new.
Right?
You learn something new.
Okay, but as a kid, though, I remember my mom going, be home before dinner.
Oh, yeah, whatever that was.
Yeah.
That was just when it got dark.
Come home when the street lights come on.
Yeah.
And that is how they parented.
Yeah. Because nobody was afraid.
No.
Right? You got up. And you got out of mom's sight. Because if you don't, my mom's thing was, if I got to find you something to do today, you're not going to like it.
You're not going to like
it. So you just get dressed and you'd be like, my friends are all doing other stuff, but I'm just going to go outside and swing on the swing.
Because I'd rather be outside than doing something
than
that
you
told
me to do. Doing something
that
mom wants me to do. Exactly. That was always the argument, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But I remember like... We would get up, eat breakfast, and be like, bye, Mom. And we're like, out the door.
Just gone.
Just gone. Yeah. And then we would ride our bikes without helmets all the way to the pool.
As far as you could go. Nobody cared.
As far as you could go.
Nobody. There was no bike limits. Right?
No you could. Where?
How far? Like nowadays, how far can you go? Okay, you can go to the corner. You can go around the block. In the 70s, how far can I go?
Yeah. As far as you want.
You can go to the next town if you need to.
Yeah.
That means you're out of my sight for a little longer. You go to Wasaga Beach. We don't care.
In Oliver, we lived just outside of town on Island Road, and it was us, a couple of neighbors, and then my grandparents, and then my best friend lived on a farm just kitty corner from my grandparents. Yep. So that's where we would be most days. Yep. When we weren't in school, we would be out in their yard doing whatever. Yep. And basically, if it wasn't for lunch or for dinner, we would be out of the house.
And I don't even know if we even cared about lunch.
No, because like
somebody else's mom's going to feed you.
Yeah. If you told your mom where you were going, she just assumed you were there.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether you were or not, she didn't care. No. Right? She just assumed that's where you were headed.
And then you were climbing trees that you're not supposed
to. You're not supposed
anymore. To. You were climbing fences. You were, in my case, we climbed an outbuilding of a bull pen and started throwing rocks at a bull.
Yes.
And then the bull came charging at the pen. But, I mean, really, we were safe.
You were safe. We used to go down by this little, this little stream, and we used to go and catch like crayfish.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Crawfish, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do that. Nowadays, you're never like, why are you by running water?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? We were like in the water, catching it, running. We didn't care.
No. Like it happened all the time.
Yeah. I think God must have been watching out for us a little bit more, maybe.
I don't know. It's weird. Maybe he knew the 70s kids were a little bit, going to be a little bit wild.
Maybe they needed a little extra help.
But, I mean, and then in the summer, like, you'd go outside and you'd be outside forever. No sunscreen.
No. I didn't think it was invented.
No. Because really, what was happening in the summer in the 70s is people were slathering on baby oil and grabbing some tin foil and going, bake me.
Bake me. Let me bake. Right? Yeah. And I embrace that from the 70s still today. Right? You'd make, like, you get your little cardboard, you'd put foil on it, and you'd, like, sit with it around you so you would get the rays. But I think that the fun thing for me, that one of my favorite things that I remember about the 70s was how everybody got to have booze.
Not even the kids.
Everybody got a little booze, right? If you were teething, you got some whiskey, right? If you weren't sleeping, you got some whiskey. If you woke up in the middle of the night with a bad dream, you got some whiskey. Too much thunder, get some whiskey. I think we grew up loving whiskey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know what? Mom wants to watch a show and you're still up, you get some whiskey, right? I think we drank a lot as kids because everybody did. Nobody cared.
No. Well, I remember the whiskey on the tea.
Yeah.
When you were teething, but for some reason, I have no idea why, but my mother, when we had an earache, and grandma did this too, they would blow smoke into our ears
and then put in
cotton bat.
That one seems weird.
Because your ear, if you had an earache.
Somebody thought that secondhand smoke was the cure.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
I've never heard that.
It was really weird.
I have to question your mom. I'm calling Sheila out on the carpet. Sheila Sperling, I want to know on Instagram, because I know you're not on Facebook. I want to know on Instagram what the logic was behind that.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Right? I need to know.
But I remember that.
Because I'm a person about why. I need to know why that happened.
Okay, but speaking of smoking.
Yeah.
It was all over.
I pretty much probably was smoking out of the womb, right? There's a baby picture of me, because parents didn't care back then.
No.
Well, or they didn't know.
They didn't know.
There's a baby picture of me, and probably maybe, I want to say 18 months or so, because it looks like I'm just learning to walk. And in one hand, I have a stubby beer bottle. And in the other hand, I have a package of Export A, right? Package of cigarettes. Hardcore cigarettes, right? And I'm just standing there smiling.
Oh, my God.
Right? Like, if that's not, like, screaming, I'm a baby from the 70s, I don't know what is. Right?
Oh, my God.
And there was just secondhand smoke everywhere.
Well, because they smoked at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And then they would, like, butt their cigarettes into plates.
My nanny used to always, right, smoke, and then, use the leftover supper plate was the ashtray at supper.
Yes.
So nasty.
There was smoking everywhere.
Everywhere.
It didn't matter. And the kids were everywhere.
I was even allergic to smoke, and I'm pretty sure I was told I had to find a second place to live. Either learn to deal with the smoke and stay stuffed up, or find another place to live. Right? Those years, and I get that.
All the options.
And I get that that's going to be challenging at 5.
Yeah.
But you'll need to figure that out. So I stayed.
So you stayed.
I stayed. Right? I stayed. Yeah.
But, okay, do you remember the candied cigarettes?
Like, I remember the Popeye cigarettes.
Yeah, the Popeye cigarettes.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, they don't even make them anymore.
Do they not? And they had, like, the little red tip.
They
at the
banned
end.
Them.
Really?
It was encouraging kids to smoke because you encourage a kid to mimic smoking.
Yeah.
But I loved those.
I know. They were so good. Right? And then they had chocolate ones, too.
Yes.
That looked more like the American cigarettes, right? Like Camel and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, the things that popped up.
We would even take, like, a package of the Popeye cigarettes, and we'd fold up our sleeve and our arm, and we'd put them up there, like you probably saw your dad's do, hey? So it's a good thing that they banned them, because absolutely we were trying to mimic.
We were totally mimicking.
Yeah. That's so crazy. My God. But they were so good. Popeye cigarettes.
Popeye cigarettes.
Got a smoke. Yep. Hang on. Here you go. And then you pretend you'd light it. Yeah. So funny.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
But, okay. So, healthy food in the 70s. That's when, like, stuff started getting invented, right?
Yeah.
Like, the idea of healthy food was actually kids eating ice cream. They thought it was a good source of dairy.
Well, I've carried that into my adulthood. I think it still is a good source of dairy. Right? Don't you agree?
It's a good source of dairy.
And your vitamins and I don't know, if you have a creamsicle and you get your vitamin C. Mm-hmm. I think everything was just in excess, right?
Everything was in excess. Well, because you didn't know, right?
No.
Like, who knew lawn darts was a bad idea because of the steel tip at the end?
But here's the thing. Okay, so Samantha, I'm going to challenge parents from the 70s with that. Whatever would have made them not think it might not be a good idea?
I don't know.
Right? Like, it's got like
they land in grass.
Maybe, right? And maybe. But I wonder how many accidents ever took place from that.
Like, I think I saw 6,000 accidents before they banned them.
Wow.
Apparently. But I will say this. The place where I work, Indigo, brought back lawn darts.
Like the hard ones?
It's like a retro.
Like the real ones?
Nope. It was a plastic tip.
Those are fun.
But I did have a very fun conversation with the guy who bought the very last set. And
really?
I'm like, lawn darts. He's like, I know. And he goes, they're not steel. No, we're not allowed to do those anymore. And he goes, but do you remember? Oh, yeah,
yep.
I remember.
Absolutely.
So it's like, everybody remembers the lawn darts from the 1970s.
Those are the best.
With the steel tips.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so crazy.
I love that.
You know, I just think that, you know, I mean, like you would take your toboggan and you'd toboggan down a slide and not.
We had a steel toboggan.
You'd toboggan down a hill and not care that there was cars coming.
Oh my God.
Right? And it was just, nobody cared.
Well, and I don't know. I was trying to remember those, things that you can light that make a noise that pop.
Oh, like the caps from the cap gun. Yeah, you could play with guns.
You could play with guns.
Absolutely.
In the 1970s, it was totally okay for you to have a cap gun.
I have a cap gun.
Or
I mean, they can't do anything. They can only make the noise. But again, they're mimicking a gun.
Mimicking.
Right? Today, if somebody takes out a cap gun and mimics the sound of a gun, you're getting tased.
You're getting
tased. Your ass is getting tased.
Things are happening.
Yeah.
Things are happening.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
No, not at all.
And then, if you were a baby and you were trying to be weaned into solid food.
Yes.
You just ate what your parents ate.
Oh my God. I think the progression was you went from the bottle to applesauce and tonight's supper steak, right? To meatloaf. Like, and it's turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they didn't care.
There was no transition.
No, there was no, you maybe got an arrowroot cookie. That might've been the transition.
Yeah. And if there was ever out of a kid's mouth, Mom, I don't like broccoli. Really? You'll be eating that or you won't be eating anything at all.
Supper until breakfast.
Yeah.
Right? Because no parents in the 70s made extra meals.
No parent in the 70s catered to their kids.
No. Like my sister, my youngest sister, Krista, her husband, he's such a good guy that those kids are so, their kids are so lucky because they get to pick if it's breakfast. Did you want scrambled egg? Did you want an egg McMuffin? Did you want a pancake? Did you want a French toast? And he does that. And I'm like, that's amazing that you do that. Because in the 70s, no.
Never.
Do you want breakfast? Wouldn't even necessarily come out of their mouth.
No.
Or you get the little box of cereal, whatever one there was, the Cocoa Puffs, and you'd put them in there and you'd take care of your own breakfast.
Yeah.
Nobody's making you breakfast in the 70s.
Well, okay. Speaking of food.
Okay.
School lunches.
Okay, yeah.
Processed luncheon meat.
Yum.
On white bread.
Yes.
With a Twinkie and a Kool-Aid.
That's my lunch now that I take to work. Only thing missing is I can't find Twinkies. I take a Kool-Aid jammer. I'll take a processed sandwich meat. Right?
Oh, the 70s food.
I know. Right?
Before you knew anything about brown bread, you had white bread.
Everything was white. Everything was white. All white bread. And it'll be fine. With butter or whatever. A chunk of lard. Melted on there, or
was Hamburger Helper back then?
Yeah, that was big, like a it's still big in my house today. I still quite enjoy a Hamburger Helper. So yeah, Hamburger Helper. And then again with the casseroles and everything too.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that's the birth of casseroles.
I know, and I think leftovers were born in the 70s.
Yes, I do believe.
Right, I think leftovers evolved in the 70s.
Well, and you know what? There was no childproofing either, right?
No,
like pills were left wherever.
Oh, yeah,
things
nobody
were
cared.
Left forever.
Nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Right? They were mom's pills.
Your toxic cleaner was underneath your cabinet.
Right? I think when you were born in the 70s, you were born with an innate ability to know that that's not yours. Don't touch it. Right?
That's true.
If it's under a cupboard, not meant to be drank.
Don't touch.
Right?
Don't
touch. In the fridge, different.
Don't eat laundry.
Don't eat
detergent.
Don't do the Tide Pod Challenge. Right? We're not doing that in the 70s. Right? Why? Because mom said, don't touch that.
Don't touch.
So you didn't touch it.
Don't touch it.
I think that's what people don't get.
Well, and then we would do, because we just didn't know. And really, even today, I just think, what could possibly be coming out of a garden hose? But we could drink water from a garden hose. If it was a hot summer day,
yeah,
or you needed a drink of water and you were outside, instead of going inside, you just turned on the hose and you drank from the hose.
Yeah. Kids don't do that now.
I know.
Yeah.
But they should.
Why?
It's not harmful.
I know, but now I don't think I want to drink from a hose.
Really?
No, I'd rather drink from
a... I just don't think it'll hurt you.
I'd rather just drink from a plastic bottle. Right? I'm just saying, right? Again, I think I would like to know where my lips are going. Right? So again, with that garden hose, there could be some issues. Could be in the dirt.
Fine.
Just saying.
Fine.
Yeah. Just saying.
Whatever.
Samantha.
Okay, but life jackets. Pretty sure if you're not wearing a helmet on a bike, you're not doing a life jacket in
a
boat.
No, probably not. Probably still like on a canoe, you probably would, I think, because I don't think that's ever changed.
True.
But like on a boat.
Boat,
no.
Probably not.
Here's a funny story. So it wasn't in the 70s. It would have been in the 80s, and we had a boat. And one time, my dad accidentally hit the wrong thing, and it sent the boat almost like to capsize, right? It went over on one side.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of hitting the two things at one time, he hit one, and it was really on its side. Like, I was on the front of the boat, hanging over the front, and, like, the water was up to my neck. And I'm like, this is weird, turning around. And I looked to the back. True story. My mom has a life jacket on. There's no other life jacket around, hey? Wendy's only saving Wendy. She's only saving Wendy. Everybody else is going down with the boat. And thank God it evened itself out, but it was like, and then all of a sudden my mom's like calmly taking it back off.
Right? Oh my God.
Back in the 70s, they only cared about themselves.
Oh, that's
they
not good.
They only cared about themselves
that's
back then.
That's not good.
No, not good
oh
at all.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But also, I'm going to say this, and okay, not in a bad way.
Okay.
But in the 70s, pregnant moms, they smoke and they drink.
Yeah, for sure.
During pregnancy.
Did. Absolutely.
Because they didn't know any better.
No.
But apparently it's a bad thing.
Well, they say it's really bad, actually.
It's really bad.
Say it's really harmful to the baby.
I don't know. I never...
Did your mom smoke and drink?
I don't...
I'm going to believe mine did.
My mom was a smoker, and so was my grandma.
Yeah.
And so was my aunts.
Yeah.
So,
I think they just did.
But I'm not going to say that they did or didn't, because I have no clue, because I was a kid.
I don't know for sure, but I'm going to err on the side of I think they might have.
They might have.
For mine, I think they might have.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe
Mom,
not maybe not for all of us, but I think that I have a hunch that maybe we might have.
Oh, okay. The cargo area of a station wagon.
That's a playpen.
It's a playpen.
That's a playpen.
That was a playpen. Because
yeah,
you were just thrown in the back.
Yep. Yeah.
Just
that's
like a truck.
All. Exactly.
You were just thrown in the back.
Yeah.
You were good to go.
Yep. You were good to go.
But I think parenting in the 70s was really easy.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't think did they really parent?
Well,
did they really parent? They had kids to
I
be
think they
seen,
parented.
Not heard.
No.
Right?
I think they parented. I think it was just
I don't know.
Because there was so, like, there wasn't the resources that there are now. There
Maybe.
Aren't a million books. There weren't a million books in the 70s telling
no.
you what to do or not to do.
No.
There's like web pages, bloggers.
Well, there's now there's so now you're like
people.
Hit over the head by it.
Yes, because
yeah.
nowadays it's I will.
And then
you're going to bubble wrap your child.
Well, you're hit over the head by it. And now I think parents judge other parents.
Yes.
Whereas in the 70s, nobody
didn't
cared.
Judge.
Nobody judged.
No,
right?
They're like, it's okay, have the drink.
Yeah, have the drink. One bottle won't kill her. Right? One bottle won't kill her, right? I think that's what they did.
I don't know. I remember my childhood being very fun.
I had a great childhood, absolutely.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And we wore many pieces of bad clothing. Thanks, Mom.
Lots of bad clothes.
We had, my sister and I were pretty much twins.
Yep, everybody matched.
Until we
matched.
Could decide what we wanted to
everybody
wear.
Everybody matched each other, exactly, hey?
No. Oh, I remember a picture of my sister and I in the same pullover sweatshirt hoodie thing, and it was the kangaroo with the kangaroo paw in
oh,
the
yeah.
front, and it was stripes all the way across.
Nice.
And we were same colors,
yep.
same pants, almost the same freaking
that
haircut.
That was a big thing. I would hope that today's parents aren't doing that.
No, I don't think so.
Right? I hope that we've gotten past that.
But you know, and it was fun.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
I think
time.
The 70s were still fun. I just shake my head sometimes because I'm just like, oh my God, like hit that kid already.
I know.
That's what I think. Right? And I know that they say, oh, if you had your own, you wouldn't think that.
Yeah,
I think I might.
I don't know.
So I'm glad it was smart for me. It was one of my wisest choices.
Yeah, because I think that we survived.
Yeah, we did.
And we appreciate our parents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And
definitely. In the era. Yeah.
Because it was fun.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know any better.
Didn't know any better.
Maybe that's the beauty of
but
it.
But we survived it just fine.
Maybe it's because you didn't know any better.
Could be. Could be. I'll go with that.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Wait. So, Lisa?
Samantha?
Do you have an I shake my head?
I do have an I shake my head.
All right.
Right? Because I always have I shake my head.
Of course you do.
So here, this is just hypothetical. Just thinking about it. My I shake my head is, should businesses post when their hours are going to be changing?
Yes.
Always, right?
Yes, of course.
Because if you rely on a business for something, and you find out unexpectedly that all of a sudden that business is closed or that they're not open when they're supposed to be or when you're used to them being open, that makes me shake my head.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I just think, you know what? Dear businesses, be consistent.
Yes.
Right? If you're on vacation and shutting down for vacation, let your people know. That's all I'm just saying, right? Because there's lots of businesses out in the world, independent businesses, right? Maybe it's like a little restaurant or maybe it's a bakery. Maybe it's something like that. And people, you'll see it posted on their door. It's like posting your holiday hours, right?
Yes.
On Monday, September 1st, we will be open 11 to 7 instead of 9:30.
Yes.
It's just courtesy.
Yes.
Right?
Because
you want to keep your people understanding.
Yes.
That's my shake my head. Is I just think some businesses don't do that.
Okay.
And that's all.
And you feel they should?
I think they should.
Okay.
Yeah. Let people know.
Okay.
I think people will understand if they know. If they know. Right? That's all I'm saying. If they know. If they know, people will understand and make changes.
Yes, they will, Lisa.
What about yourself, Samantha?
Well,
do you have an eye shake my head?
Yes, I do. Okay, it's a funny one, though.
Okay.
Because in the span of time that we spent at the Brown Social House, we heard Kenny Rogers, the gambler.
Yep.
Tom Jones, sex bomb.
Sex bomb.
What the hell?
What the hell was that song
Michael
about?
Michael Jackson.
Yep.
And Johnny Cash.
And Johnny Cash.
Though I wish the Johnny Cash had been Ring of Fire.
That would have been better. Fell into a burning ring of fire. Yeah, that would have been better.
So I shake my head in a good way to the eclectic music of Brown Social House. Because they are catering to everybody.
Everybody. Right? And as we told one of the ladies that was working there, nobody wants to hear Tom Jones.
No.
Nobody. No age. Nobody wants to hear Tom Jones.
No.
Just so you know. But it was good music.
But it was good music.
It was funny. It's like, okay. So if the country dude walks in right now, he's got a little Johnny Cash to listen to, right?
Yeah. And The Gambler.
Yep.
By Kenny Rogers. Mm-hmm. And then there was some like new current stuff mixed into, but it wasn't all current new.
Not all. No.
So I appreciate Brown Social House that you have an eclectic taste in music.
Yes.
And that at any moment you can be listening to Johnny Cash.
Yeah. It's crazy, but that was funny.
And then a little Michael Jackson.
Little Michael Jackson thrown in there too. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
All right. Next week's topic, useless information, or what I like to call stuff from Lisa's head.
Samantha.
I'm just saying.
I did not okay that part of the topic.
I know.
Right? You just threw that in yourself.
I did.
Nice.
Sorry.
Nice.
Okay. If you would like to have a cool memento from I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Oh, I like how you put that.
Go to wehavemerch.com and type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Go to Podcasters Row.
Podcasters Row.
And you'll see us there.
We're right there. Yeah. We got two mugs.
We got hats.
No, we got a mug and a travel mug.
Yeah, we got a hat.
We got a hat, a t-shirt. A
couple different t-shirts.
A wine bag.
We have a bag that you can carry your wine in with us.
Oh, and a beer cozy.
And a beer cozy.
Cozy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Go for it.
And hopefully more stuff coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Podbean Patreon.
Yes.
Lisa?
So if you want to support the show, and as you know, right, we will take any support we can get.
Yes.
Because it takes a village.
It
takes a village,
takes
Samantha.
A village.
So if you love what you listen, if you love what you hear, and you want to be you want to support the podcast, you can go to the Podbean app, and when you go to listen to the episode, you'll see Sam's pretty picture, and it has a little red bag on top over her face. Sorry. Give it a little punch, or a big punch.
Or a big punch.
Give it a little punch, options will come up. You can do $2, $5, $10, $15.
Yeah.
And we just appreciate the support. We just, you know, if you have some spare change and you love what you listen to,
yeah,
feel
starts
free.
At $2 and goes up. So
yeah. And we got prizes for you. We give you stuff in return. That's how much we appreciate.
Okay. Yeah. So our audio is actually done by Audio Editing Solutions. John Buchanis makes us sound pretty awesome,
makes
actually.
Makes us sound really awesome. And a lot of other podcasts he makes sound good,
too. Oh, my God. He's, like, everywhere with all people.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty good at
he
what
does. He does the She Podcast.
Yes, he does.
He does them.
He does them, Brilliant Observations. He does a lot of people.
He does a lot of people.
Yeah. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and any app catcher that you might have. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And we just want everybody to know that we're really trying to amp up our Facebook game.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start, starting next week, you're going to see some new things on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
We're going to try and get everybody engaging and just having a lot of fun, being part of the ridiculousness. And you know what? We're also having a lot of fun with Facebook Lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to try and find the right time for everybody to come and be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the challenge.
That's the challenge.
Yes.
So that's it, I think.
All right. You know what? Hope everybody has a great week. Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be. Mm-hmm.